I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080. The hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club. Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
Hey, Seattle.
Well, he's probably poking Robin Lopez.
I think it's really exciting.
You guys shut up.
Robin Lopez?
I don't remember that one. I don't know where that came from.
Oh.
Surprised me.
It happens.
Poke Robin Lopez. Did you?
No, I can't say that I've ever had any sort of real interaction with Robin Lopez.
And we had him on the show once.
I didn't poke him.
We were at Comic-Con, I remember.
I didn't think so.
He begrudgingly did our show.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
Very
yeah.
Weird.
Well, yeah, he's kind of a strange duck. But yeah, he's a big comic guy. By the way, have you seen, Nemec just sent me this, have you seen the new Russell Wilson Subway commercial?
No, but I've seen it. Well, I haven't been able to watch it, but I have seen the... I've seen it making the round.
He is just something else. Like, every time you think he can't get cringier, he gets cringier. And I love now that people are taking to calling out his voice change. It's based on the company that he keeps. he goes from deep smoky, like sexy voice to the urban voice, if you will, to the super white middle America voice.
That's right, guys.
Yeah, that's right. And in this Subway commercial, he is 100% using the middle America, I'm appealing to white suburban moms.
You should start doing that.
Just changing up the...
Depending on what you're talking about.
Changing up the tones. That's right. He's just so cringy at times. I can't. And I like Russell Wilson.
So what's that an ad for?
They did a viral video TikTok for Subway sandwiches.
Oh.
He has a new sandwich called the Dangewich.
Wait, Subway gets a lot of athletes to rep their crap.
Yeah, and it's
and
terrible.
Like, does that even work? Like, no one likes Subway. What are they doing?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the most disingenuous athlete endorsement there is out there.
No, that was when LeBron was selling Kias. I think that was the most disingenuous of all time.
Yeah, that's up there.
No offense. I believe that Russ eats a Subway before I believe that LeBron is driving a Kia.
That's why it's so bad in car commercials. That guy does not drive a Chevy.
And I don't have any problem. Like, those Kia Tellurides are supposedly are, like, really nice, and it's one of the more, like, popular selling cars the last couple of years. But it was the same thing when Tiger Woods was doing Buick.
I was going to ask you about the Buick.
Like, I'm sure that Buick, whatever, you know, the Buick Riviera or whatever, I'm sure what he was driving was a nice car. But I sure as S know that Tiger Woods isn't driving a Buick. Can you not find someone like Buick? Can you not find someone that fits your, like, demographic a little more and do a creative marketing around it? You know who should be hawking Buicks is, like, Cooper Rush. They should go get Cooper Rush. Now, there's a man that I can believe is driving a nice, sensible $41,000 Buick Riviera.
Doesn't McConaughey do Lincoln?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
He
totally drives a Lincoln.
Yes. It makes sense.
I can see it.
Right? Yeah, and he's always got those weird ones where he's like, pontificating on something.
I mean, he probably doesn't drive a Lincoln, but you can believe that.
Sure, exactly. Like, that makes sense. But don't, or like Bumgarner, do Chevy. Like, that makes sense. when Madison Bumgarner won that truck, people were like, you're going to give that away? He's like, hell no. I'm going to drive that thing. A brand new Chevy Silverado. That's great. Like, The Rock does F-150s. The Rock drives an F-150 Raptor. It makes sense. It's The Rock. But don't give me the... Don't give me Tiger and Buick or Russell Wilson and his Dange Witch. I'm just telling you, if you haven't seen it, you need to listen to it. It's, as I doubt we have the ability to pull the audio. But,
why would we have that ability?
Well, normally if we were in a studio, we would. But I'm guessing since we're in the broom closet and Patrick is on an old Commodore 64 and they're trying to keep us on the air.
I can actually do it. What would you like me to grab, sir?
Wow. Oh, grab the... Go to, like, I mean, it's all over, but, like, Pro Football Focus just retweeted it. Go pull the, or look at Nemec's account. Look, grab the, it's like 60 seconds of Russell Wilson's new Dange Witch sandwich.
You got it. I'm on
from
baby.
Subway.
Man of the people.
It's just.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. And listen to, like, him when he's, like, when he's doing, like, these in bed with Sierra, when he's doing the, hey, Denver, let's ride. And versus the voice he uses when he's hawking Subway sandwiches. Does he not know? Does he not know that he's doing this? Just stop. Have one voice. One.
So they said it was a football stadium-sized asteroid.
Yeah.
6 million miles away.
Yeah.
And it was hit by a spaceship the size of a vending machine.
Well, just the size of a vending machine?
That's what they said.
Oh, I kind of thought it'd be bigger than that.
Yesterday. Now, somebody texted us in.
I guess we'd have to scale up for the bigger asteroid. This is just like...
This was their first...
Their first test. You know.
And as someone pointed out, rather astutely, you know, if there were really an asteroid headed towards Earth...
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just do this test on that asteroid? You know?
Well, I think the idea is you don't want to... You're running a test. Like, if there's something far away, but it's on a collision course with us, you have to figure out, because by the time this thing gets close enough, there is one headed towards us, you can't run a test, and then if it fails, be like, well, we're effed. You got to figure out right now whether or not this works. I am of the belief.
Well, they had to throw that spaceship up there 10 months ago, is the thing.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't just you don't just go to Cape Canaveral hit a button.
This convinces me even more that somewhere down the line, someone's got something like, they're like, hey, man, a year from now, this big-ass thing that's a lot bigger than a football stadium is heading our way. We've been hit by a couple before. What are they not telling us?
Apparently,
where's Q?
There's an Italian satellite that caught the impact, because the impact from the spaceship that hit the asteroid, it just goes blue screen.
Yeah.
Because, well... Impact.
Yeah. Kablooey.
But like it was cool.
Like the camera hits and then everything explodes and the camera's like, I'm all right.
But it was cool to see the asteroid up close as it approached. There is an Italian satellite that caught images of impact, which is kind of cool. I mean, you can just kind of basically just see like a plume coming off of the asteroid.
Yeah.
So my question was, why are they not telling us if it diverted the asteroid's
exactly.
path?
Yeah, that's what I need to know. Did it actually work, or when the asteroid that's actually heading toward us in a year, are we effed unless Bruce Willis goes and drills a hole in it?
Well, they're saying that it's going to take them a long time to figure out if the path was diverted. They are still studying the numbers on that. Yes. They are also going to try to learn more about the impact crater that was left on the asteroid, which they... think to be about 33 to 65 feet in size.
That's pretty cool. I saw that it hit the thing at over 14,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And someone said on here that the Dart missile covered, where was it? Someone just tweeted this out that they read the last 400 miles that it covered. Oh God, where did it go? I think they said that it covered the last 400 miles in a second.
Cool.
Dude, that... Yeah, the Dart missile covered the last 400 miles to impact in 1 second. What? 1 second, 400 miles.
That's amazing.
Kaboom.
To think about it that way?
Yeah. I mean, how far is it to Seattle? What,
is it 200
miles-ish?
250?
I'm going to look that up. Portland to Seattle.
173. We were way off.
170. I thought it was 200. All right, so 173 miles. So it went from Portland to Seattle and back, and then some, in 1 second. By the way, why are we still driving? This is Bush League. Let's go.
Portland to Vancouver, BC is 315 miles.
There you go.
So think about that.
Yeah, Portland
in a second.
In a second.
Hit you right on that thing.
Exactly.
So they're still measuring if it made any difference at all, and they won't know for a while.
And the answer to that's probably going to be no.
Which is weird.
Yeah, how do they, can't they just?
I mean, come on.
I mean, it is 6 million miles away, so maybe it's a little harder to.
I was taught it's sending nuclear warheads at it is how you do it. This dart thing is what's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if, again,
that's what Bruce Willis did, and it worked.
No.
Where's that deep impact?
All of my knowledge about asteroids comes from Armageddon. And if you listened, sending all the nukes at it, it would laugh at it. It wouldn't divert it at all. They had to drill a hole in it, put it down on the fault line, and then they blew it up into two pieces. Come on. That was the whole point of Armageddon, why they had to drill.
Just watch that movie again.
All right. Well, we'll come back and we'll listen to Russ.
I kind of want to know what would happen if we launched a nuke at an asteroid.
Why don't they try it?
I don't know. I don't think we like sending up nukes. I think everyone gets a little... Well, you've got that other crazy bastard over there in Russia that's throwing around that. I think anytime the word nuke comes up, everyone's pucker factor gets a little tight.
All right, we'll listen to Russ pitch a Subway coming up next. And a wild story out of Montana we must cover. It is 617 on The Fan.
The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello? We're on the air. Hey, we've got Russell Wilson audio here.
We're going to compare and contrast.
Which would you like first? Would you like the...
Well, we need
the Hey Seattle?
Yeah, we need Russ trying to appeal to one demographic versus the other.
I feel like this clip, and we're going to play the whole thing. We have this drop, but we're going to play the whole thing. I feel like this was him responding to people who say, how do I put this delicately?
He wasn't black enough.
Black enough.
Yes, there were some teammates, some ex-teammates, and some people. And so
he
went through this weird phase where he tried very hard to be hard.
More black.
Yes. And this is part of it, where he just got his new deal done. And, well, man, there's... This was the new edgier Russell Wilson.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
That's street Russell Wilson.
Oh, my God.
That's street Russell Wilson.
Okay, so
wait till you get Subway sandwich Russell Wilson.
Here's Subway sandwich Russell Wilson. This is his new 60-second ad.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? This is my signature sandwich. It's called Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
It's spicy.
You ever done anything dangerous? Oh, jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time... never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
What?
it's just
the danger witch. That's really stupid, by the way. Whoever came up with that.
Be careful.
And it's only in the vault.
I'm here to tell you, it's like Dave Chappelle making fun of a white person. Like when on the Chappelle show where he would dress up as a white guy and be like, wait just a gosh darn second.
The news anchor.
The news anchor.
Tonight on the 5 o'clock news.
You know, and I try to defend Russell Wilson.
So what's going through his head here?
I don't know.
What do we think?
Take
me inside his head.
I don't know. He wants to sell Danger Witches or whatever the hell he's calling that thing.
No, I think
he thinks he's smart enough that he can appeal to all walks of life that may like him.
Yeah. That he can
manipulate it. The problem is we have the internet.
Yes.
And dude, Twitter loves finding that stuff. That's like what they're built on.
And the problem is there's a bunch of like analysts now, a bunch of black analysts and former players that are like putting these things together, and it's... Well, he's not doing himself any favors here in the community.
Well, I just hate the idea that, you know, I don't know if you guys think this too, but when guys do things like this, I feel like it kind of offends me because I feel like he thinks I'm dumb.
Yeah. You're like, Russell Wilson's one of us.
I think that's what it is. I think he thinks you're dumb.
He thinks all people are dumb. There are a lot of dumb people.
Yeah.
But that, it's like, dude, you're not fooling any, like, do you think we're stupid?
I think he wants the black population to think that he is hardcore, and then he has to play it safe to make money.
Yeah.
That's what I think his goal is, when in reality, I think he's more the chill.
Yeah,
make money guy.
I think he's much more of that. I think the other one is more of an act. But
you think he's packing?
Look, I don't. All I know is this: that dude has a Super Bowl ring. One of the hottest women on the planet is his wife. He's got $300 million, and he's got a lot of commercials. He's doing something right because Subway's like, let's roll him out here. And all that dude has to do is get made fun of a little bit by some people that aren't Russell Wilson. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he's winning.
So does he have a video coming next that's going to be more street?
He's kind of toughing himself up. Like he's going to do an ad for, I don't know, like do some other ad out there for some urban streetwear company where he's going to be back to.
Nah, the fam knows he's got to make dollars and it's a white person's world.
Yeah. It's just... It's unbelievable. It is just
Patrick.
Sorry, I'm just being honest.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm just being honest. I've dealt with a lot of this kind of stuff, and I'm just being honest.
This is Patrick's last week with us, and I'm upset about that.
I know. We're all sad. Someone said I can't wait for Asian Russ.
Yeah,
I want him to just span the whole the whole span. Cajun Russ will be next.
Cajun would be good.
Southern Russ. Like all of a sudden he gets traded down to New Orleans and he's got a little bit of a Cajun accent. He's going Brian Kelly. Starts saying program. It's just so...
Watches a lot of Orgeron press conferences. Yeah,
it's just so stark. But I guess he just might be one of those guys that, like, maybe he doesn't care that people make fun of him, but by all accounts he's really sensitive towards it. Which is why a lot of the teammates in Seattle had a problem with him, is because he is sensitive. But like, you can't have it both ways. You can't be the fakest dude on the planet and then be mad when someone calls you out for it.
All right, up next, the skinned dog story is terrifying. This is out of Montana.
Yeah.
Today, made the headlines.
This is a dumb piece of crap.
Oh.
Not the dog, the lady.
It is 6:27, but first, Patrick has SportsCenter.
Schmidt handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
So I'm getting reports from my reporters on the street that John will not be with us tonight.
Ah.
As he is still traveling back from the all-American city of Salina, Kansas.
Well, he's probably coming down off an emotional high, too. So, you know, probably got to calm down and get a chance to really take it all in.
We'll recap that tomorrow.
There will be no green shag talk. Although, I'm still amazed that after all those years... Of all the stuff that is staying put, the carpet is by far the best thing in the world. Now, are your parents aware of the oddity that is the green shag? Or are they still under the impression that that's like normal carpet?
I think, well, they're definitely aware that it's odd.
Okay.
But they like it.
Really?
Yeah, my mom likes it.
So
she thinks it's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Still working for her.
Yeah, well, you saw the whole motif in
Oh,
there.
I saw
She thinks all of that's great.
It all
like,
works.
That is her style, man. Like, that's not a, you know, that's not a designer from the 1800s.
No.
That's her.
No.
She's an antiquer.
I just wondered, because, you know, sometimes it's just like, I don't want to deal with the hassle, or, you know, it's been there for so long.
She likes it.
She likes it.
She thinks it's great.
She walks in, sees that green shag, and is like, oh, yeah.
She's like, hell yeah. And don't forget mirrored walls, which John did not take a picture of.
No.
But there's a mirrored wall in there.
We had, in Alaska growing up, we had a mirrored wall. And let me tell you, as a kid, that's no good.
It's dangerous.
It's really creepy.
Yeah.
My grandma had one. It's really strange.
Yeah, because when you're a kid and you're like, you're doing stuff and you don't want to catch a glimpse of that. And like, but no one thought anything of it. Like, you imagine walking, like if you were on a date, you're a gal and you go over to a dude's house and you walk in and in the living room, there's a mirrored wall. Like immediately you're like, okay.
Bit of a red flag.
Yeah, you're a serial killer. So I like to slowly back my way out of this. But like with the olds, you don't think anything bad about it. And like our mirrored wall in Alaska, it was in the basement, which made it even creepier. And it was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was an angled wall, right? So it went up about 3/4 and then it slanted like towards you. So not only did you have a mirrored wall, but there was a mirrored partial ceiling because of the slope. So it was double creepy. You're laying there at night and you just look up and you're like, it's unsettling, and it's in a basement, and yet no one thought anything of it. With some wood paneling on the other walls, and yet for whatever reason in like 1979 we're like, hey, this is what we're doing, and there's no new reason to change that thing out.
Aaron Judge just walked, by the way.
Yeah, and the fans
again.
The fans in Toronto booed.
Fourth time today.
Yeah, they're not giving him anything.
No. But like, and he's clearly pressing. Like, anytime there's anything near the plate, he's taking a hack at it. But I love that the other fans are booing because they want to see Aaron Judge hit a home run.
That's the only reason they're there.
How many people? This game's in the eighth. How many people left after Judge walked?
A lot.
But Toronto still has something to play for.
Yeah, they do.
You know.
They walked off last night.
And it's a good game tonight.
Yeah. But
still, it's a 5-2 as a score. But
yeah.
Yeah, I think Patrick's right. Yeah, he's not getting up again. Let's get out of here.
I get it. Like, if you're in Texas, like if I, because don't they finish with the Rangers?
Yes.
And you know, so if I'm a Ranger fan, I'm showing up to that. I want my pitching staff throwing a meatball right over the plate. I'm there to see one thing. But if you're Toronto, like, you're still fighting. You can't have them serve up pitches to hit.
I believe it's in New York. I'm double checking.
Okay.
A Western Montana woman's post is going viral on the Facebook.
That's still a thing, apparently.
I am so with you on that. Facebook really is a thing, particularly in the Midwest.
Yeah.
But it is not in my life.
No.
Like, it is.
And anyone that I know, like, my kids make fun of it. I don't know anyone that's on there.
I know, but it's, well, you probably do, but it's,
well, no one that talks about it.
It's still a thing, a big thing.
Yeah.
But it's really not, though. Like, it's just, it's really, that's just an odd one.
It's an educational situation, like not socioeconomic, but like a socio-status level, in the sense of where you are in an intelligence level probably factors how often you use Facebook.
Look at Patrick with another hot one. If you use Facebook, you're an idiot.
I don't want to say that. I think you are easily manipulated by your surroundings.
Well, I will tell you that.
Yes, I think you're an idiot.
In the Midwest, a lot of businesses, like, they don't really have, like, if you have small, but, you know, being from a small town.
Yeah, you don't have websites.
They don't have their own websites. Facebook. They just go to the Facebook. They use the Facebook page a lot.
Remember I told you I bought that, Harley Davidson shirt from the movie Point Break, and from this little weird shop back in Maryland. And that was, it was a Facebook page. Like, I think that was the last time I was on Facebook, was when I went to, I was like, oh, they've got a website. Maybe I can order from them. No, it was their Facebook page. So I do think there are a lot of businesses that are doing stuff like that just because, you know, they can't go to Squarespace or wherever and build their own.
And I really like that they won't, if you don't have an account, they won't let you see anything on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Keeps me off of it.
You're like, I want to look at that.
Ah, it's on Facebook. I can't log in.
Yeah, and no.
A Western Montana woman's post is going viral on Facebook after she claims she shot, killed, and skinned a wolf pup in Flathead County.
Yeah.
There is one problem with this. According to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the animal she hunted wasn't a wolf, but a dog.
And only an idiot would think that this is a wolf.
So the woman took to social media claiming she smoked a wolf pup with pictures to prove it, including one of the shot and skinned animal. But the problem was, according to Greg Lemon from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, we've determined that it wasn't a wolf. So her post reads, "So this morning I set out for a solo predator hunt for a fall black bear. However, I got the opportunity to take another predator wolf pup 2022. What is a great feeling to text my man and say I just smoked a wolf pup." And then she has the
like the
rock on.
Yeah, the horn.
Hashtag first wolf. Hashtag one less predator Montana.
First off, let me just say that I think you're a douche canoe for being excited about killing a wolf pup, but whatever.
Endangered species at that.
Yet alone the fact that in no way when you see this and skin it, there's just no way you can be this dumb to think that this is a wolf. There's just no way.
And they've removed the photos, so because she did post it on
TMZ there. Has it.
I don't want to see it. But from what it says here, that they blur them out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like.
And then she doubled down and was like talking S about it, telling people whatever.
Well,
like,
that shouldn't surprise you.
And now she is claiming that, because there was a group of huskies that were released into the wild, and that they've tried to gather. Gather them up. And so she's claiming that she's now saying that she just made an honest mistake because she now thought it was a hybrid wolf pup, and she wasn't aware of the dogs being out in the wilderness. And so now she's changing her story and saying that, you know, it was an honest mistake. I didn't break any laws. I'm not a cruel individual that just is out there killing people's pets.
Okay, so this is what
you skinned it, lady. That's
right.
Crazy.
When you say you're not a cruel individual, and maybe I'm just in the minority here, I don't see how you can do that and feel great about it.
Yeah, be very, very proud.
She was like, "Oh, what a great feeling to text my man and say I smoked a wolf pup."
Yeah.
Who does that?
Well, that phrase comes from, I've spent a lot of time in Idaho and Montana. That phrase is very common out there because people will have stickers on their truck that says smoke a pack a day, and it's the sight glass and like a sniper rifle with a wolf's picture in it. Because they hate wolves in Idaho and Montana.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess I sort of understand.
It's because they kill their livestock, but they're protected by the government.
I sort of understand that, but I also feel like, well, I don't know. I feel like there's two separate things here. I get the idea of, you know, wanting to protect your cattle or your livestock, whatever. I get that. But at the same time, taking such
joy
in doing that.
I smoked a pup and then I skinned it.
That's really weird.
And by the way, I'm telling you, when you see the photo of this dumb bitch, there is zero chance you can convince me unless you're just the world's biggest moron, which it's possible that you are.
There's no way that
is a wolf. Like, I have an Akita, right? Who, like, he looks a hell of a lot more like a wolf than this thing does. And you're telling me that you just mistakenly look at my dog and be like, "Oh, that's a wolf." So any dog that has any kind of sled kind of look about it, then that's a wolf? I mean, my gosh, this dumb redneck hillbilly. I call him names. I'm sensitive about this. It bothers me to no end. I'm with you. Like, I understand the idea of hunting. I respect hunters. People that hunt for meat, totally get it. People that hunt for sport bothers me quite a bit, but people that get their jollies off of it, like, you're not out there being like, "Oh, I protected my livestock." No, dude, you just got your jollies off of, you smoked a wolf. Like, that, there's one thing about killing something because you're trying to protect your property or whatever, and it's a job that you're doing. But when that gets you all tingly to your man and you guys want to go home and make some hump dances together over the wolf skin, or in this case, the husky skin, get out of here.
Just remember, humans are only apex predators because they have guns.
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
Someone said, "What an accomplishment. You shot a dog with a gun."
Right.
Most live animals would absolutely destroy you, including a wolf.
Right.
Yeah, it just it's
very weird.
It's ridiculous.
Very odd behavior.
Smoked it. Smoked it.
And I'm sure it says something about her, but.
Well, a bunch of people contacted the Montana Fish and Game, and we're still not certain if she's going to face any charges because, of course, she's going to claim this was an accidental thing. And I hope there's some repercussions because I don't think for a second that she believed that this was a wolf. And if she did, well, that's on you for being an idiot. Can't go around shooting dogs, ma'am.
Someone said women are generally smarter than men, but not always.
No. Sometimes science is a liar.
All right, up next, we will not have John. He is traveling, so we'll make something up when we return. It is 6:44 on the Fan.
Driving down the roads, road, we're gonna kick some ass, we'll drive some kick little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
All right, so John's traveling. We'll recap his trip to Salina tomorrow.
Someone is asking, what exactly makes Salina the All-American City? Because he's from Stockton, California, and he's claiming it's the All-American City.
Well, they do it every... So Salina got the All-American City prestigious award.
Oh, there is an award?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and they have signs up in the town. They got theirs in 1989.
Ah.
So they do them every year, and multiple cities win them around the country.
So it's not, they're not the only All-American city.
No.
It's like winning the Heisman.
But if you are an All-American city, you're special.
Yes. Again, I consider this, they are a Heisman Trophy winner. That's what this is. It's an elite fraternity of athletes. And in this case, it's the elite fraternity of cities, the All-American city. Although when I think of All-American city, I don't think of Stockton, California.
No.
Far from it. Stockton. Dude.
Portland, 1980 winner.
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
Boy, again.
I've got them all in front of me if you guys want to know.
I would think back in the 80s maybe so, but I don't think you'd call Portland an All-American
city. I love this. Right now. Cottage Grove in 68 and 2004.
Okay.
Like, way to make a comeback.
All right, go Cottage Grove, man.
Salem in 60 and 83.
Right. Two-time winners. See, that seems a little more, like, Cottage Grove seems a little more American to me. Salem?
Well, okay, what other Oregon, see, now I'm interested in this.
Yeah, what else we got?
What other Oregon towns? I am trying to...
Ooh, we got a back-to-back.
I'm on their website. Okay, so it recognizes communities that leverage civic engagement, collaboration, inclusiveness, and innovation successfully address local issues.
Boy, that sounds...
And boy, if that doesn't scream Salina, Kansas, I don't know what does.
Clearly. Yeah, you did get a little plaque here. And
Milton Freewater won.
What's Milton Freewater?
Out in Eastern Oregon?
Oh, I'm not familiar with... not familiar with that.
I love Albany, 1984-1985. Back-to-back.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they got bi-state. Like...
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Interesting. Like, again...
I do find really funny. The 2021 in the state of Washington is Bellevue. There's nothing All-American about that. That is capitalism at its finest.
Yeah. I mean, jeez. Like, Alaska, Anchorage has won it a couple times, but they've got, like, Kenai on here and Seward and St. George Island and Valdez. I don't know if these people have been to any of these places, but having been to the Kenai Peninsula and Kenai many, many times, boy, I don't know what's All-American about that. This is, it's perplexing how many of these different cities, like literally every city in California apparently is an All-American city.
Vancouver in 57 and 87.
Fresno is a two-time winner, 67 and 2000.
Hey, you got to throw them a bone.
I guess.
You know.
Yeah. San Diego, 62 and 68.
El Paso, Texas, a five-time winner. San Antonio, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, eight-time winner.
Look, I will go to my grave saying the worst major city that I've ever been to is El Paso. Hands down.
Yeah, I was there one time, too.
There is nothing redeeming whatsoever.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
About El Paso. I just want Patrick to sing more. Those beautiful pipes.
I noticed that Nevada... has never had one.
Really?
That should tell you something about Nevada.
They don't like Nevada.
And Utah has never had one. How about that? That should surprise you a little bit.
Yeah, if you're going like all American, which I think just kind of like whiten up tight, I would think that like Utah,
exactly.
Utah wins, although they may not like the Mormons.
And Idaho's only had one.
You know.
Yeah, again, the Mormons.
My website says Vegas in 2018.
Oh, okay. See, I don't see it on here.
Yeah, Idaho. Again, I would assume Idaho would 100% have an all-American city. Tell me, Coeur d'Alene?
That's 1990.
Won? Oh, there you go. I was going to say, like, how is Coeur d'Alene? Is that the only Idaho town?
What I always say about Idaho, it's one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. Just don't talk to anybody. Just mind your own business. Go Wait, along with your day.
Why? You're,
because you may meet what you think is a very nice person, and then something may come out of their mouth that you're not going to like.
Yeah, you're really going to be thrown
like
out.
Like the election was rigged?
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah, it's just how's your day? Oh, it's going really well. You know, I actually, my daughter and I went to church this morning, and I haven't seen her in a while, you know, because those libs are trying to take away all my rights, and you're like, uh-oh.
You're lucky if that's...
Abort!
You're lucky if that's all you get.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm trying to not have to hit the dump button.
You're lucky if that's all you get. So just be aware that It's a different land out there in Idaho.
Should I be... Okay, so my wife... So I now go to my wife's hairdresser for haircuts.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not really sure how that happened, but that's where I go now. I don't know.
You ended up at a salon?
Yeah, that's where I go.
Is it a full-on, like, women's, like, big fancy salon?
Yeah, it's a nice salon. I've seen dudes in there, though. They get, you know, there's a bunch of... Anyway, I don't know why I go there, but...
You're not at Great Clips anymore, so okay.
My wife... No, I used to go to Rosie.
Oh.
I love Rosie. I really feel like I need to go back in and see Rosie.
Okay.
But I'm not going to lie.
You like the pamper? You like the
better
nice...
haircut?
I understand.
The better haircut. Yeah. So, why was I telling you this? Oh. Her old hairdresser moved to Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, all right.
So my question is... Can I be slightly judgy about that? Or should I not be?
Well, I mean, you can. Like, are you judging based on the fact that you wanted to go to Coeur d'Alene and that says something about you? Or is that kind of where you're going with this?
Yeah, I'm saying, oh, you're very Idaho-y.
The guy who did my tattoo, the sleeve that I have, he relocated to Coeur d'Alene as well. And I've always said, man, if I ever need touch-ups, oh, see you, dude.
Well, did you in your head...
For sure. And I'm born in Spokane.
Yeah. See, I think it's become a thing. It's like, there's a line now. It's like, you move to Idaho, we're looking at you skeptically.
There is certainly...
Even though it's Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah. There is a... And it's probably unfair.
Probably.
But there is an element, if you're moving to Idaho...
Or Texas.
Or like Arkansas or something. Yes, there are some people that are going to pass judgments. And
I probably have a thought or two about it.
Yeah. Although, look, I don't have any issue with that. I've always said, like, with that stupid, like, move the Oregon-Washington border thing, I was like, dude, if you don't like it, move to Idaho.
State of Jefferson.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Like, if you live in Portland and you don't like the policies and you bitch about the city and all that, get out. Like, there are plenty of... That's the beauty part of our country. There are lots of places that you can relocate to that have people that maybe think a little more along the way... the lines that you do. I don't judge. I'm just like, you know what? You do you. Life is short. Move someplace that makes you happy.
I think we'll ever have just two countries. Just two different... Yeah.
No.
All one side lives on one area and the other side lives...
We did once. It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work out. It's almost impossible because when you look at those lines, it's horse crap because look at the major metropolitan areas. They're blue and the rest of it's red.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. For all those people that are like, oh, just split the country. Yeah, good luck finding the line to go.
What if they forced the next president? You have to.
You got to move.
Pick a side right now. This is it.
Where do the moderates go?
You got to pick one.
Mason-Dixon.
I'm screwed. Great, I have to live in Missouri now. Yeah. I got to move in the middle.
Yeah, what if the moderates all have to just live right in the middle?
Damn it.
In a strip. That includes Salina, Kansas.
Hell.
Because it's right in the middle.
Then I feel better.
All right, you bitches, we're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
I'm a man. I'm
Hey, Seattle.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.